Last weekend, my wife and I were staying in a hotel in Indianapolis. And we were guests in the hotel. And so we expected things to be as we wanted them to be. And we expected our needs to be catered for. We expected the bed to be clean and comfortable, and the breakfast to be edible, and people to tell us whatever information we required, because we were guests, as it were, we were paying for it. And so it was. It was ideal. And then there were people working in the hotel, and they couldn't have those expectations. And if somebody was rude to them, well, they just had to put up with it. If somebody was a bit snappy, they couldn't afford to sulk. We're not guests. We're servants. We're servants. And yet many people come into churches as if they were hotels. And they are guests. And I expect to be pleased. And I expect to be satisfied. And if my needs met and my whims catered for, and if I don't get that, I'm going to complain to the manager. And if the manager doesn't listen to me, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to another hotel. But if you were glad for the job and glad to be in the hotel, you just have to eat up whatever came your way, because you're a servant. You're a servant. And you see, out in the world, in the providence of God, many of us are not servants. And that's the way God has ordained things. And we can be men and women of influence. We can be employers. We can be bosses. And that's our calling. We exercise authority. We're called to exercise authority. But when you come in the door, you're not the big man anymore. You're a servant. You're a servant. You have a towel around your waist. And you're here to serve in the body of Christ. And that's the supernatural thing. To see people who in the world are gifted and talented, of strong personalities, and serving and glorifying God out in the world, the use of their gifts. And then in the church, the humbleness, the lowliness, and the servant spirit. You ought to do this to one another. What a difference it would make to our life together. What a witness to the world. For our churches to be known, not only as churches that stand for the truth and are faithful to the gospel and preach the whole counsel of God, but people to say, you know, those people, the way they love each other and the way they serve each other, they never take offense with each other. They forgive each other. They're patient with each other. They're always trying to help each other. They're like Jesus. It doesn't need any outstanding ability to be a servant. Just a willingness to kneel down and get dirty. I wonder who God's heroes are in this church.